بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah in the month of Ramadan. It is a very very great day and auspicious day, so we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this day is full of virtues, as we learn from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it is a day even greater than the two Eids, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. These are great days, but the day of Jumu'ah is superior to these days and greater in virtue. So we should keep on reminding ourselves, because it happens every week, so we tend to take it for granted and we don't value this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. So some of the guidelines from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and some of the amal that we can engage in to take maximum benefit from this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned in one of the ahadith, and this hadith, the muhadithun mentioned that it is that such a hadith that is no hadith which has more virtue than this from the authentic hadith. So that person who makes, who takes a tarabat, he makes a ghusl, then he proceeds early to the masjid, then he goes walking, he doesn't go on his conveyance. If it's difficult, then at least a few steps, park the car a little bit more at a distance, and comes walking to the masjid, and he comes close to the imam. Shouldn't sit at the back. But if a person is able, he should come close as possible to the front, close to the khatib, the person delivering the khutbah. And he should listen attentively. Sometimes what happens is a person is listening, but he's not listening attentively. So he should listen attentively, shouldn't and engage in futility. لَمْ يَلْغُ. He doesn't engage in futility. For example, a person is fidgeting with his hair, or his beard, or he's playing with the carpet. But he listens attentively and he doesn't engage in futility. Then for this person, for every step he takes towards the masjid, then he'll get the reward of 1 year's fasting and 1 year's tahajjud salah. So this is a very, very great virtue, very, very great virtue that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned for us. So we should take advantage of this. Then the other amal we can do on this day, Allah mentioned last night about the importance of salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, durood sharif. We are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we owe it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrificed for us. So this, as a hadiah from our side, excessive durood sharif, especially on a Friday, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who engages in the most amount of durood sharif. Aktharuhum alayya salatan. So we should, throughout the day, it doesn't have to be, one is a person makes a dedicated time, and we should do this to recite salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But a person is engaged in his work or his other activities, simultaneously he should recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is a day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a special moment on this day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of a person. So alhamdulillah, we're in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, as it is, the dua is accepted. So over and above that, on the day of Jumu'ah, a person, there's a special moment that a person's dua is accepted. In fact, Hazrat Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, She had a maid servant who should remind her of this time. Many ulama are of the opinion that it is between Asr and Maghrib, just before the Maghrib Salah. This is the moment. Allah knows best, but this is the opinion of many ulama. So we should take our time to make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers a person's dua at this time. So these are some of the amal that a person engages in. Then obviously Suratul Kahf. We should try and recite the entire surah. It shouldn't take a person long. For 10-15 minutes. Great virtue in reciting the surah, that if a person encounters Dajjal, if Dajjal has to appear, then this person will be protected from the fitna of Dajjal. And this is no ordinary fitna. Many people, Allah protect us, will lose the iman at this stage. So a person who, inshallah, you recite the surah, you'll be protected from the fitna of Dajjal. And after the Jumu'ah Salah, a person who recites, we learn from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last three quls, Suratul Ikhlas, Suratul Falaq, and Surah An-Nas, 7 times each, then this person will be protected for the whole week. We all need the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the outward means a person adopts, but the protection from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be physical protection, whether it be a person with regard to a person's health or financial protection, all these are included in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person who recites this, the last three quls, 7 times each after the Jumu'ah Salah, then he'll be protected for the whole week. So we should try and engage in these amal to maximize and take full benefit of this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq.